Please turn with me to in the Bible, 1 John chapter 5.
请打开圣经到约翰一书第五章。
I'll read this once in English and I'll have our brother Subo read it in Chinese.
第五章第三节。
So 1 John chapter 5 verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome.
我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
Then please turn with me to 2 John chapter 1 verse 6.
约翰二书第六节。
2 John chapter 1 verse 6.
约翰二书第六节。
And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments.This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it.
我们若照他的命令行，这就是爱。你们从起初所听见当行的，就是这命令。
And let's turn back to 1 John chapter 2, verse 5.
我们翻回到约翰一书第二章第五节。
1 John chapter 2, verse 5.But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him.
约翰一书第二章第五节，凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。从此我们知道我们是在主里面。
We bow with another word of prayer.
我们一起用低头再有点祷告。
Lord, once again this morning, we ask that your Holy Spirit would fill us.
主啊，这一次早晨，我们求你的圣灵充满我们。
And Lord, once again, we want to practice complete reliance on your Holy Spirit.
主啊，这一次我们要操练完全依靠你的灵。
Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts.
主啊，我祷告你向着我们心说话。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So this morning I wanted to share with brothers and sisters one thing that the Lord has been showing me recently.
早晨我要和弟兄姊妹交通一点最近主向我显明的一件事情。
And it's regarding reading the Word of God and keeping His commandments.
这是有关于读主的话和遵守他的命令。
And the Lord brought to my attention what it means to love the Lord.
主让我注意到什么样叫做爱主。
And what is the love of God?
什么是神的爱?
So many times we think that when someone presents to you God's love, or what is the love of God?
每当有人向我们介绍神的爱是什么的时候,
a lot of times, you know, our first reaction is to think, oh, it's salvation.
当然我们很多次的反应就是说, 是的, 这神的爱是这救恩。
And we hear from, you know, our Sunday school stories that, yeah, you know, the Lord came into this world, He died on the cross for us.
我们在主日学听到很多这样的故事。是的，主来到世间，他为我们在十字架受死。
And that is God's love.
这是神的爱。
And that's very true, that is God's love.
是的，这是真的，是，这是神的爱。
But that's only a small part of what God wants to show us in His love.
但是这在神向我们显现的爱里面，这其实只是一小部分。
And it doesn't just stop there.
神的爱并不仅仅停止在那里。
The love of God is a life of obedience.
因为神的爱也是一个顺服的生命。
And we see that from the example of Jesus when he lived in this world.
因为我们从主耶稣基督在这世上过的日子里面就会看出来。
And God demands obedience because anything other than obedience and us obeying him is sin.
因为神要求我们顺服，因为任何不顺服的事就是罪。
And it is His love for us to obey Him.
而也是他的爱叫我们能够来顺服他。
So if you can look back at 1 John chapter 5 verse 3, we're going to look at this verse a little bit more carefully.
我们再回到看约翰一书第五章第三节，我们要来仔细的看这一节经文。
Now I know in the English version there's a lot of different translations. I'm going to be looking at the NASB version, the New American Standard version.
我们知道在英文的翻译里面也有很多不同的翻译。今天我要来用标准美国翻译版这本的英文翻译来看。
Well, I'll be reading both a couple of versions. So the first version, the NASB version says this, For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments.
因为这个英文翻译是这样说，因为这是神的爱，要我们来遵守他的命令。
In the NIV version, which many of you may have, it says this, This is love for God.
在NIV 这本翻译呢是说讲到说这是神的爱
To obey his commandments
来遵守他的命令
And I did a little bit of research on these two different translations because I think it carries two different meanings
因为这两本翻译呢事实上是有两种不同的意义所以我做了一些研究
And not deep research but just very briefly
我并没有很深的去研究它只是稍微看了一下
I looked up a couple of versions and the Darby version is similar to the NASB it says for this is the love of God that we keep his commandments
在 Darby 弟兄的翻译里面呢它和 NASB 的翻译很相近就是这是神的爱叫我们来遵守他的命令
and same with the New King James version as well
新的这个钦定版翻译呢也是这样说
Whereas the NIV and I think the New Living Translation it says this is love for God
而在这个 NIV 和这个新的生活版翻译呢是说这个爱是为着神的
Now this morning I'm not here to try to nitpick at the various translations
今天早上我不是说要来比较或来挑这些翻译的不同的地方
But I feel like the NASB version is a little bit more accurate compared to the NIV version
但是我觉得 NASB 这个翻译呢较之 NIV 的翻译更为准确因为这是说这是神的爱
Because it depicts a different type of attitude
因为这是讲到我们不同的态度
In one version it says Lord, I love you, so I will keep your commandments.
因为在一本翻译里面是说，主啊，我爱你，所以我愿意来守你的命令。
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
当然，这样的观点完全没有错误。
And in many other Bible verses, it does point to this.
但很多翻译也是这样讲到。
But in the other version, it's God loves us, so therefore He gives us these commandments to keep.
那另外一个角度来看呢，是说神爱我们，所以他赐下这些命令要我们来遵守。
So there are two different attitudes that we have.
所以在这里我们有两种不同的态度。
We have the Lord's command.
我们有一方面我们有主的命令。
And one way we could say, Lord, I'm going to show you that I love you, so I will do my best to try to keep these commandments.
所以一方面我们向主说，主啊，为着表示我爱你，我愿意来遵守你的命令。
And I think the more accurate one is,Because God loves us, that's why He's given us these commandments.
但是更准确一个态度应该是说，因为神爱我们，所以他赐下这些命令来要我们遵守。
And if we truly understand that He loves us, then we will want to follow and keep His commandments.
如果我们真实看见神爱我们，我们很自然的就愿意来遵守，来行他的命令。
And then the last part of that verse says, "And His commandments are not burdensome."
那这些经文的后半部说，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
And so when we think of the Lord's commandments, we cannot ignore the fact that He loves us.
所以当我们想到主的诫命的时候，我们不可以忽视这个事实，就是他爱我们。
And this morning I wanted to share three points on why the Lord loves us and why He's given us these commandments.
今天早晨我要和大家交通三点就是为什么神爱我们他把这些命令赐给我们
So the first point is pretty obvious He gives us commands to keep us out of harm's way
所以第一个是非常明显的因为他赐下这些诫命好叫我们不受伤害
So that we don't do damage to ourselves
好叫我们不做那些会伤害我们自己的事情
And it's no different than parents giving commands to their children
这一点呢，就正像很多父母把一些命令、一些吩咐教导给儿女们听一样。
You know, for example, if you have a parent that tells their child, "Do not play with knives."
比如说呢，有父母亲会告诉他们的孩子说，哦，不要玩这个刀。
And that is the command of the parents.
因为这是父母亲的吩咐。
Well, the parents love their child and they don't want their child to play with this knife to stab themselves or to cut themselves.
因为父母亲爱这个孩子，他不愿意这孩子玩这个刀呢，伤害了自己。
And so you can see if this child were to not keep his parents' commands.
所以在这里你可以看见，如果这个孩子他不听父母的吩咐。
And they played with the knife, they would probably cut themselves.
而他们跑去玩这把刀，他很可能就会伤害到自己。
So you can see one aspect of God's love for us in giving us commands is so we don't hurt ourselves.
所以我们可以看见在这一方面呢，是神给我们这些他的命令，是叫我们不伤害自己。
And you know, you tell these commands to a child, and a child may not understand fully what's going on.
你可以看见当你把这些吩咐给你的孩子们听的时候，他们也许并不完全明白这些命令的意思。
But the child must understand that the parents love this child, and that's why there are these commands.
但是我们也看见呢，正是因为父母爱这些孩子，所以他把这些吩咐教导给这些孩子们听。
Another example would be if the parents set up curfews for their children.
Curfew.
A curfew, like you must come back home before 10 p.m. at night.
所以另外一个例子呢，比如说父母亲特别交代孩子们说，你们晚上出去的时候，在几点以前要回到家里。
You know, when I was younger, my parents set this curfew for me, I did not understand.
那当然，当我很年轻的时候呢，我父母亲也是设定这些规矩，那时候我并不明白。
I thought to myself, well, I'm a good kid.
我告诉他们，哦，我很好，我是一个好孩子。
I've always done good things at home.
我总是在家里非常循规蹈矩。
I'm fairly responsible.
我也是相当的负责任。
So why, mom and dad, do you have to have me come back at a certain time?
为什么呢？为什么你一定要我在某些时间之前就要回来呢？
You know, at that point in my youth, I did not understand what was going on.
知道那时候我很年轻的时候，我并不知道这些命令、这些吩咐为什么要在那里。
But because my parents loved me, they set these commands.
但是我知道，因为我的父母亲爱我，所以他设下这些规矩。
Because you know, there's something about the night time where a lot of bad things happen.
也事实上在晚上的时候有很多的恶事会发生。
And the parents don't set these curfews, so you young people don't get mad at your parents for setting curfews.
所以如果父母亲不设计这些规矩，我盼望这些年轻人不要觉得这些规矩很麻烦。
If they don't set up these curfews, then we could get into some trouble that we're not aware of.
因为父母亲如果不设下这些规矩呢，我们可能就会遇到这些我们甚至不清楚不知道的危险。
You know, at in our old house nearby, there was a little park next door.
在我以前住的地方呢，那附近有一个公园。
And at night, a lot of bad things would happen in that park.
在那公园里面，夜深的时候呢，有很多恶事在那边发生。
You know, I would take my dog and walk him at night, and I would see all these teenagers gather, and you could see they're doing some things.
当我带狗散步的时候呢，在晚上我可以看见很多年少的人在那里呢，做一些坏事情。
During the day, they're not there, but at night, they're out there.
在白天的时候呢，你看不见他们，但是晚上的时候你就看见了。
And then in the morning time, I'd walk my dog again right by that park.
当早晨呢，我再次带狗散步的时候。
And you would see the evidence of what happened that night.
那你可以看见昨天晚上所发生的一些事情的一些证据。
And you see some pretty horrific things. You see broken liquor bottles. You see used needles. You see a lot of other bad things that I won't need to mention.
所以你会看见那些很可怕的一些东西，比如说一些破碎的酒瓶，一些用过的针孔，还有一些其他很可怕的事情，我无法在这里描述的。
And you know, drunk driving, you know, it happens mostly at night.
而你也看见呢，酒醉驾车呢，大部分都在晚上发生的。
So when our parents set these curfews and say you must be home by a certain time, it's because they love us.
所以当我们可以看见，当父母亲设下这个规矩，说晚上几点前你要回家，这是因为他爱我们。
And they know that there's harm.
因为他们知道在那里外面有危险。
So they set these commands to protect us and to keep us from this harm.
所以呢，他们设些规矩呢，这些吩咐呢，是为着保护我们。
So on one aspect, that's the point number one that I was trying to make, is that the Lord loves us, so he puts these commands before us.
所以第一点呢，我要教的就是，因为主爱我们，所以他把这些诫命颁布下来。
And if we live our lives within the boundaries of the Lord's commands, we'll be safe.
而我们如果能够在主所设立的这些诫命的范围里面生活的话，我们是安全的。
If we draw ourselves close to the Lord, we will be protected.
我们若亲近主，我们就得到保护。
But if you veer away from it and the commands of the Lord you don't keep, that's when we can run into some trouble.
但是若是我们远离神，而不遵也不遵守他的诫命，我们就会遇到危险。
And the second point I wanted to make is the Lord loves us, so He wants to perfect us.
那第二点我要讲的是，因为主爱我们，所以他要我们完全。
And so in 1 John chapter 2 that we just read, it says, But whoever keeps His word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected.
我们刚才读到了约翰二书第六，约翰一书第二章第五节是这样讲：凡遵守主道的。爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。
So the, in him the love of God has been perfected.
因为在他里面呢，爱神的心是完全的。
And when we do our own thing and we say, Lord, okay, I know your commands are this, but I'm gonna do this instead.
所以如果我们说啊，主啊，我是的，我知道你的诫命，但是我却要做另外一些，走另外的道路。
Then we veer away from the Lord and we're no longer living in the boundaries of His commands.
那我们就是离开了主，我们不再是住在他的诫命的范围里面。
And let's read a couple. I'll just read briefly. You don't have to turn to this. A couple of verses in the Bible where it speaks of what the Lord's words are.
那我再很快的读圣经里面其他地方讲到主的爱。这弟兄你们不用去翻。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 32, he says, "He is the rock; his works are perfect."
比如在生命记32章第四节讲到说，主是磐石，他的作为是完全的。
And in 2 Samuel 22 verse 31, it says, "As for God, his way is perfect; the word of the Lord is flawless."
在撒母耳记下第22章30节讲说，至于神，他的法则是完全的，他的话语是炼净的。
And in Psalms 18 verse 32 it says, It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect.
在诗篇18篇第32节是这样说，是神加添我力量，他使我的道路完全。
So you can see if we do not keep the commands of the Lord,
所以我们看见，如果我们不遵守神的诫命，
then our way will not be flawless.
那我们的作为就不会是完全的。
It's not perfect.
就不是完全的。
And so the Lord loves us because He wants to perfect us and make us into His own image.
所以我们看见神爱我们，所以他要使我们完全像他一样。
Because He knows that this is good for us.
因为他知道这对我们是好的。
And He wants His glory to be in our life.
他也愿意他的荣耀能够在我们的生活上显现。
But if we don't care to follow the commands of the Lord,
但是如果我们不能够注意来遵守神的诫命，
Then the Lord cannot do His work of perfection in us.
那神就无法在我们身上做他完全的工作。
And the third point that I wanted to make this morning is that His commands give us life.
我第三点想要交通的是他的命令赐给我们生命。
And His word is the word of life.
因为他的话就是生命之道。
And you're all familiar with the Gospel of John, the first five verses.
我们也对约翰福音前五节非常的熟悉。
And it says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men.And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
约翰福音第一章的第一到第五节，太初有道，这道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
So in verse 4 it says, In him was life.And the life was the light of men.
所以第四节讲到，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
And so this is when we keep the commands of the Lord, we have not just a list of rules, but we have the Lord's life in us.
所以当我们遵守神的诫命的时候，不仅仅是我们跟随着一些规条，乃是神的生命在我们里面。
And it's something that we really have to understand.
这是我们必须要能够认清的一件事情。
That the word of God is life.
因为神的话就是生命。
And when we keep His commands, we have His life.
当我们守他诫命的时候呢，我们就有了他的生命。
You know, in the Old Testament times, there were rules.
因为在旧约的时候，这有很多的规矩。
And we're all familiar with it. It's the laws.
我们也知道这就称为做律法。
And you must follow the laws.
你必须要遵守这些律法。
And if you don't follow the laws, then you will be condemned.
若不守律法的，就是受到咒诅。
And today, in a sense, that is still true.
今天呢，在某个角度来看，这也是真的。
That we do have commands.
我们实在是有诫命的。
But we have to understand there's life in these commandments.
但是我们也要了解在这些诫命里面有生命。
And that's sometimes something that's hard for us to understand.
因为在这一点呢，有时候呢，是我们不太能明白的。
Maybe especially for the younger ones.
特别是对着年轻的弟兄姐妹。
We look at God's commands as a list of do's and don'ts.
我们看神的诫命，我们看见有很多要你做这，有很多要你不要做。
But we see in God's word that in Him was life.
但是我们看见神的话说，生命在他里头。
And that life is the light of man.
这生命呢，就是我们的生命。
So the Lord wants. So the Lord wants us to keep His commandments to give us life.
所以主要我们守他的诫命，他可以赐给我们这个生命。
You cannot say, Lord, give me. I want to have Your life in me, but I don't want to follow Your commandments.
我们无法说主啊，我愿意要得到你的生命，可是我不愿意遵守你的命令。
And so today we have to listen to that inner voice, that Holy Spirit inside of us.
所以今天呢，我们必须要来留心在我们里面这圣灵的声音。
And we have to understand that inner voice is God's life.
我们要能够了解到圣灵的声音就是神的生命。
And how do we come to know of this life?
我们如何认识这生命呢？
We have to turn to the Bible. We have to read it.
我们必须要回到圣经，我们要来读主的话。
You know, in Hebrews it says, Today if you hear the voice of the Lord, do not harden your hearts.
希伯来书有讲到说，今日你们听了主的话，就不可硬着心。
You know, today we have God, we have the luxury of having God's word in front of us.
我们今天实在何等的荣幸能够有神的话在我们的面前。
Today we have the luxury of the Holy Spirit inside of us.
我们何等的荣幸有圣灵住在我们里面。
Well, today, if we hear the voice of the Lord, do not harden your hearts.
所以今天我们若听了神的话，我们就不可硬着心。
So we need to remember that we have to keep the commands of the Lord.
所以我们必须要记得，我们要来遵守神的诫命。
The commands that the Holy Spirit gives us to live our normal life.
这些圣灵所赐给我们的诫命，好叫我们能过正常的生活。
And the most practical things in our life, the Holy Spirit, when you're at work, when you're at school, the Holy Spirit will command us to do things or not to do things.
在很多实际的面上，我们知道在生活中，在工作上，在学习上，圣灵会赐给我们命令来遵守。
And we have to keep these commands.
我们要守这些诫命。
And the important thing is we understand that it is because God loves us, and that's why we keep these commands.
那重要的是说，我们要认识到，因为神爱我们，所以我们可以来遵守这个诫命。
Many times, the younger ones, and I was the same way when I was 15 years younger.
我们知道很多年轻人我那时候也是一样当我十五年前的时候
You know, we think of God's commands and we kind of complain and say, well, keeping God's commands means that I can't do anything that I want to do.
那时候 我有这样的感觉是说、哦、神的诫命、要遵守神的诫命就表示我很多事情我不能做
I know what God's will is. God's will is, Ben, you can't do any of these things that you want to do.
我知道神的旨意，神的旨意就是说 ，Ben， 你不能做这些事情。
And this is how sometimes we view God's commands.
这是我们有时候就是带着这个观点来看神的诫命。
And that kind of brings us back to the Old Testament times.
这好像把我们带回到旧约的时代。
You must follow these laws. You must follow these rules.
你必须要遵守这些律法，遵守这些规矩。
And sometimes it's not unlike, you know, the young rich ruler in the book of Matthew.
这时候我们好像跟那在马太福音讲到一个少年官很像。
And that young rich ruler is kind of interesting. He's kind of, his dialogue with the Lord was is kind of humorous in a way.
因为那个年轻的富有的官呢，他和主耶稣基督的对话，从某些角度来看，非常的幽默。
You know, he says, he comes to the Lord and says, Lord, how does one gain eternal life?
因为他来到主面前，他问主说，一个人要如何做才能得的永生呢？
Tell me the one good thing that I must do in order to gain eternal life.
告诉我哪一件好事情我应该做，好叫我能够得到永生。
And you know, the Lord says, oh, but what is good?
那主就回答说，什么是良善的？
And there's only one good thing, but if you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments.
因为只有一位是良善的，但是如果你要进入永生，你要守这些诫命。
And so this young ruler says, oh, Lord, so what commandments do I need to keep?
那这个少年官就跟主说，哦，有哪一个诫命是我该守的呢？
And so he said, the Lord tells him, oh, you can't, you do not commit murder, do not steal, do not, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and mother, love your neighbor as yourself.
所以主就跟他讲了很多好的诫命，孝顺父母，不可杀人，不可偷盗这些。
And so this young rich man says, oh, but Lord, I've followed all of these things.
这个年轻的富有的官呢，他就回答主说，哦，主啊，这些诫命我都已经遵守了。
And says, I've kept all the commands, what am I lacking?
所以他告诉主说，哦，我已经守了这些诫命，那我还缺少什么呢？
But then the Lord knew that this man had a lot of money.
所以呢，主就看见这个人，他知道这个人是富有的人。
So the Lord said, okay, now go sell all of your possessions and give it to the poor.
所以主就跟他说，把你一切的都变卖掉，来周济穷人。
And he couldn't do it. He walked away sad.
然后这件事他却做不来，所以他就悲哀的离开了。
You know, sometimes I feel like we maybe it's just me, but we have the same attitude as this young ruler.
那我觉得呢，有时候呢，也许是我们有好像跟这年轻的富有的官有同样的一些态度。
We think of God as this kind of mean person who's you must follow these commands in order to be a good person.
我们总觉得说好像神是非常的不合理的，他要我们守这些诫命，好叫我们得到生命。
And it's almost like we come before the Lord and say, Lord, okay, so I love your neighbor, okay, check. Do not steal. I didn't. I haven't killed anyone yet. So check. And you're checking all these commandments that the Lord has given to us.
所以有时候我们好像来到主面前，就带着一张纸说：“主，你要我不要杀人？对我还没有杀人。不要这个偷盗，我还没有偷盗这些。”
But we don't realize that the Lord gives us these commands because He loves us.
但是我们好像没有看见这一点。主赐给我们这些诫命，是因为他爱我们。
It's not simply just a list of do's and do not do's.
并不是一个简单的这些规矩，说你可以做这些，或者说你不可以做这些。
And it's not us doing something for God.
并不是说我们要为着神做什么事情。
It's not, oh Lord, I'm going to go follow these commands because I want to show you that I love you.
并不是说好像说是的主啊，我要遵守你的诫命，好表示好显明说我是爱你的。
But rather it's because God loves me. That's why He's given me these commandments.
而是因为说我们要看见是因为神爱我，所以他把这些诫命赐给我。
He wants to protect us and keep us from harm.
因为他要来保护我们，好叫我们不受伤害。
He wants to perfect us.
他要成全我们。
And he wants to give us that life.
他要把那个生命赐给我们。
And so I think it's really important that when we read God's word that we come to the understanding that this is his love for us.
所以我想这是很重要的。当我们读主的话的时候，我们可以看见这是神向着我们的爱。
And we're not doing this for God.
我们并不是为神做这些事情。
We're not trying to gain brownie points by memorizing Bible verses or trying to follow His commandments.
我们并不是说为着借着说能够背诵圣经或者遵守他的命令，好让我们得到一些好处。
But it's rather truly understanding that, Lord, you love me, and that's why you've given me these commands.
而是我们能够真的看见说是神爱我，所以他把这些诫命赐给我们。
And if I truly understand that the Lord loves me,
如果能够真正看见神爱我，
then you'll understand the second part of that verse where it says, my commands are not burdensome.
那我们就真的可以看见在刚我们的经节的后半边说神的爱并不是难守的。
You know, I once went to my father, my earthly father.
刚才应该说神的诫命并不是难守的。有一次呢，我到我父亲面前。
And I kind of complained to him. I said, well, the Bible says the Lord's commands are not burdensome. Well, they are burdensome.
因为我跟我父亲抱怨说，神的话说，主的诫命并不是难守的，但是我觉得它是难守的。
All of these commandments are so hard, they're impossible to follow.
因为这些所有的诫命实在是非常难，很难遵守。
How can the Bible say that this is easy, that it's not burdensome?
那怎么会主的话说，主的诫命并不是难守的呢？
And until I came upon 1 John chapter 5, verse 3.
直到我读了约翰一书第五章第三节。
And sadly, this was kind of more of a recent thing.
当然比较难过的一件事，我是到最近才发现的。
And I realized that it's the love of God.
我看见说，这正是因为神的爱。
It's because He loves me, and that's why He gives me these commands.
正是因为他爱我，所以他把这些诫命赐给我。
It's because he loves me, and that's why he wants to protect me and to perfect me and to give me his life.
正是因为他爱我，所以他要成全我，他要让我能够得着他的生命。
And once I realized this,
一旦我看到了这件事情，
and the Lord opened my eyes to see this,
主也打开我眼睛，能够看到这件事情。
A very interesting thing happened within me. All of a sudden, it was as if God's commandments were easy to follow.
在我里面发生一件有趣的事情，就是我突然看见，哦，主的诫命是很容易守的。
I didn't have to try to do anything.
我不需要去试着做什么事情。
I understood that the Lord loves me.
因为我看见是主爱我。
And for some reason, that just made everything so easy for me to read and to follow.
不晓得什么原因，我就发现说，哦，这些主的诫命都是很容易的，很容易遵守的。
And a lot of times I still struggle with things, and I still fail.
很多时候我虽然仍然有挣扎，仍然有失败。
And the Lord is merciful, and He gives us that leeway.
但是主是怜悯的，他总是为我开一条路。
But we have to understand that we have to live our lives within the boundaries of His commandments.
但是我们必须要能够认识到这一点，我们必须能够活在神的诫命的范围里面。
2 John chapter 1 verse 6 says this, And this is love, that we walk according to His commandments.
约翰二书第六节是这样说，这就是爱，是从起初所听见当行的。
This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it.
就是你们从起初所听见当行的，就是这命令。
The same thing that we've heard from the beginning.
这就是我们从起初所听见的。
And also it uses the word walking.
那这里面也讲到说是行的，当行的。
And walking is action and it's life.
因为我们所行的就是一种行动，是我们的生活。
It's not doing, you know, performing dead works.
这不是说圣经上讲的说我们在做一些死的行为。
It's not just simply following a set of rules or laws.
并不是说只是遵守这些死的律法或规矩。
Because we know that the law leads us to death.
因为我们知道这字句这律法是杀人的。
It leads us to something that is not of life.
因为这些律法呢，叫我们引导我们到一些死的没有生命的地方。
But we thank the Lord that we're living in the New Testament times, and everything that the Lord gives us is life.
但是我们感谢主，我们在新约的时代里面，每一件主所吩咐我们的都是生命。
And it is His love for us that He gives us these commands.
正是因为他爱我们，所以他把这些诫命赐给我们。
You know, we don't have a lot of time in this world.
我们在这世上并没有太多的时候。
So I hope that we can all, especially, you know, myself included.
我盼望，特别是也包括我自己，我们都能够。
I hope that we can all really learn to live in the boundaries of our Lord's commands.
我盼望我们都能够学习活在神诫命的范围里面。
And you know, I used to think, oh, maybe I'll follow the Lord's commands when I'm a little bit older.
有时候我们会有时候说，哦，等我年长一点，我再来学习遵守主的诫命。
And I'll speak more to the young people. You know, when you're younger, you want to experience all these things of the world.
我现在是对着年轻的弟兄姐妹讲，好像我们年轻的时候呢，我们想要来经历这些世上的这些事情。
And you want to try new things.
你想要试这些新的事情。
And you want to experience new things.
你想要经历这些新的事情。
And you want to see what the cool new coolest thing is.
你想要看到这最新的发明这些事情是什么。
But we have to be very cautious.
但是我们要非常谨慎。
You know, we need to follow the Lord now.
因为我们必须是现在就来跟随主。
And we have to understand that we have to do this because the Lord loves us.
我们也必须要能够认识到，我们要这样做是因为主爱我们。
So I hope that we can all learn to, and the next time we open up the Word of God, the next time we think of the Lord's commands, and the next time we think of that Holy Spirit nudging us to do something or not do something.
我盼望说，当下一次当我们打开圣经读主的话，当圣灵告诉我们该做什么事的时候，
I hope that we'll remember that, that it's because the Lord loves us.
我盼望我们都能够记得，这是因为神爱我们。
It's not that we're doing something for the Lord.
并不是说我们做这些事情为着主做。
It's not us trying to follow His commands to gain favor in the Lord's eyes.
并不是说好像我们要试着遵守他的诫命，好叫我们在主面前能够蒙恩。
But it's rather that He loves us.
而是因为他爱我们。
That's all my sharing this morning.
这是我今天早晨的交通。
Give the time to Brother Juan.
以下时间交给我们林环弟兄。
I would like to continue to fellowship with the brothers and sisters another fundamental yet important topic.
我想要继续和弟兄姊妹交通一个非常基本而且却是非常重要的真理。
It's a topic concerning a pure heart.
这是有关我们纯净的良心，纯净的心。
That's a real three passages.
我们来读几节经文。
The first one is in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
第一个是在提摩太前书第一章第五节。
Let's read it together.
好，我们一起来念。
但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、
无畏的信心生出来的。
And the second verse is from Proverbs chapter 4.
我们第二节经文是箴言第四章。
Verse 23.
第二十三节。
Let's read it together.
我们一起来读。你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是从心发出。
Lastly, let's read Matthew chapter 5, verse 8.
最后我们来读马太福音第五章第八节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 8.
马太福音第五章第八节。
Blessed are the pure in heart,
for they shall see God.
So I think from the verses we just read, we can see that the importance of our heart condition.
所以我们从刚才读的这节经文，我们看见我们心的光景呢是很重要的。
From Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, the word of the Lord encourages us to watch over our heart.With all diligence.
在箴言书第四章二十三节，主的话提醒我们，我们要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
Of course, the heart is not talking about the physical heart, so that we need to eat right and exercise to keep a healthy heart condition.
当然，我们这里讲到的心，并不是我们这身体上这个心脏这个器官，说我们要吃得好，好叫心脏能够健康。
Rather, it's talking about our spiritual condition before the Lord.
而是讲到说我们在主面前这属灵的光景。
It says from our heart flows the springs of life.
因为这里讲到说一生的果效是由心发出。
Yeah, there's another English translation says that from our heart flows the issues of our life.
那另外一本英文的翻译是说从我们一生我们从心呢发出一生的这些事情。
So actually what we will become and our relationship with God and our relationship with the people and how we're going to conduct ourselves has very much to do with our heart condition.
所以我们在人和神的面前光景如何当如何行事实上跟我们的心的光景是非常有关的
So probably we will ask What is heart?
所以我们也许会问这件事情心是怎么来说呢
From God's word we can see that heart is a there's a function of a conscience, mind, emotion and will
所以我们从神的话可以看见这心呢是有关乎我们良心有关乎我们的情感和我们的意志
If a brother and sister remember in Acts chapter 2
所以如果弟兄姊妹记得在使徒行传第二章讲的
When Apostle Peter preached the gospel to the Jews
当使徒彼得向犹太人传福音的时候
And when the Jews heard the gospel their heart was pierced or pricked
所以当那些犹太人听到彼得的传道他们的心好像被扎一样
Actually, let's talk about their conscience was touched by the Lord.
所以在那里是讲到说他们的良心呢被主所摸到。
So we can see that there's a function of a conscience in the turn of heart.
所以我们也看见在心的功能里面有一部分是良心。
And also in Hebrews chapter 4.
另外在希伯来书的第四章。
Verse 12, when the author talks about the power of God's word.
当这希伯来书作者讲到说神的
神的话语的能力 It talks about the word is operative, is living
所以他讲到说神的话是
活泼有功效
是活泼而且有功效的
Yeah, actually that can divine and pierce our soul and spirit
是让他可以把我们的魂与灵来分开
And can also judge our thoughts and intention of our heart
Okay, 连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
So there's a thinking, there's a mind portion of the heart.
所以呢，在心的功用在里面有一个是思想和意志的功用。
And also in John, a gospel according to John chapter 16.
那在约翰福音第十六章也使徒约翰也这样讲。
When the Lord was about to be crucified.
当主将要被钉十字架的时候
He comforted his disciples saying that you will have a grief now but you will see me again
他主那时候安慰门徒说你们现在要忧愁但你们会再见到我
And by then you will rejoice in your heart
在那时候到那时候呢你们的心里就要欢喜
So our heart could be rejoiced there's the emotion to our heart
所以我们的心可以欢喜因为这是我们心里面一个感情的功用
And lastly in Romans chapter 6
最后呢在罗马书第六章有讲到
When Paul talks about our change after we receiving the salvation
主保罗讲到说当我们接受救恩之后我们所发生的改变
He says that we were slaves to sin
因为那里讲到说我们本来是做罪的奴仆
But now we have obedience from our heart
但是呢我们现在从心里对这教导会有顺服
We know that obedience has something to do with our will
因为我们知道这个顺服呢和我们意志是有关的
So there is also a part of a will to the heart
所以我们知道心的功用呢有一部分也就是意志
So no wonder there's some brothers says that actually the heart is encompasses the part of a spirit and also the entire soul
难怪说有弟兄这样讲说这心呢它是包括灵的一方面呢和以及我们完全的魂这个方面。
The spiritual part is conscience.
而这它的有关灵的一些功用呢就是良心。
And concerning the soul, it talks about our mind, our emotion, and our will.
而讲到魂呢是讲到我们的心思和我们的情感和我们的意志。
We do want to thank the Lord for his great salvation.
我们实在是要感谢神为着他的救恩
Because before we believed him Our hearts was deceitful
因为在我们认识神之前呢我们的心是非常诡诈的
Jeremiah says that Man's heart is more deceitful than all else
因为耶利米书这样讲到说人心比万物都诡诈
And he says that it's desperately sick And nobody can understand it
那是讲到说人心是完全绝望是无人能够了解的
And also Ezekiel says that our heart before we believe in the Lord our heart is made of stone
而以西结书呢在说讲到说在我们接受主之前我们的心是实心
And it was hard, it was cold, it was indifferent to the love of God
是非常坚硬的，是非常冷淡的，对神是完全没有感觉的。
And yet we do thank the Lord for His great salvation.
是的，我们为着主伟大的救恩来感谢他。
He has given us a new spirit and also give us a new heart.
他给我们一个新的灵，他也给我们一个新的心。
He put His Holy Spirit in our spirit.
他将圣灵放在我们的灵里面。
And He also gave us a heart, a new heart that is made of flesh.
他也给我们一个是新的肉所做的心，肉心。
And then, you know, it's a heart made of flesh, now it's a soft.
你知道现在这个心是肉心，所以是柔软的。
Now we could sense, we can understand the love of God.
那现在呢，我们就可以能够明白神的爱。
I don't know, brother and sister, whether you have this experience, whenever we have truly come beneath the cross of the Lord,
我想大家可能有这样的经验，就是每次我们真实来到十字架面前，
Our hearts will be truly touched by His great love.
我们的心是能够被他伟大的爱所摸着。
Now, the love of the Lord has been there always.
现在我们知道神的爱事实上一直在那里。
And yet, it is a difference on the receiving end.
但是呢，就我们这接受的人来说呢，却有不同的方式，不同的感觉。
Because now we have a heart of flesh.
但是呢，我们现在有了肉心。
So we know that there is a heart is we have a conscience, we have a mind, emotion, and will.
所以我们知道我们在心里面有思想、意念、情感。
And so, but what is a pure heart?
但是什么是清洁的心呢？
A pure heart is a cleansed heart.
清洁的心就是干净的心。
The conscience has been cleansed by the blood of the Lord.
因为这良心被主的血所洁净了。
But more to it,
但是更重要的，更多的是
，a pure heart is also a whole undivided heart.
一个清洁的心是一个完整的，没有分裂的心。
In Deuteronomy chapter 6,
在生命记第六章
，verse 5,
第五节这样讲
，It's a command from the Lord.
这是主的命令。
It says that you shall love the Lord with your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
他说你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
So we can see that a pure heart is more than just a clean heart, and it is also all our heart is a wholly undivided to the Lord.
所以我们看见清洁的心不仅是被洁净的，而是一个全心能够为着主的心。
But I think for us, our difficulty will be our hearts is often divided.
但是我们觉得说我们的难处就是我们的心常常是分开的。
In Psalms 86,
在诗篇第86篇
verse 11,
第11节
I found the psalmist's prayer before the Lord is very interesting.
我发现这一诗篇的作者在主面前的祷告非常的有趣。
He says that, "Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name."
他说：“耶和华，求你将你的道指教我，我要照你的真理行。求你使我专心敬畏你的名。”
Yeah, in Chinese it says that it seems that that's the way we just fully devoted. But in the English translation it says, "Unite my heart."
所以在中文是说专心，在英文的翻译是说把心连起来，连接起来。
Yeah, as if our hearts has been fallen into so many pieces.
它好像这个翻英文的翻译是说我们的心事实上是说很多的碎片。
Yeah, each piece seems to be attracted to different directions.
好像我们心里面被很多事情吸引到不同的方面去。
And so there's a longing and there's a desire of the psalmist. He will come before the Lord and say, "Lord, unite my heart."
所以这个诗篇的作者呢，他有这样的渴慕，他来到主面前说：“主啊，让我的心能够合一起来。”
So that I could be fully devoted to you.
我能够专心，能够敬畏你的名。
So, brothers and sisters, what is attracting our heart?
所以弟兄姊妹们，什么是吸引了我们的心呢？
The loss of the world?
是世上的很多事情。
Maybe the loss of the eyes, the loss of the flesh, or even the pride of this life.
也许是眼目的骄傲，今生的骄傲和情欲上的骄傲。
And the Lord desire requires of us is a pure heart.
而主要我们有的是一个清洁的心
，It's a clean, holy, undivided heart.
是一个 干净一个完整而没有分开的心。
For our end, it seems that it is our desire, our progressive longing and experience before the Lord to have a pure heart.
好像在主面前有一个清洁的心，是我们一直有的一个期盼，一个羡慕。
And yet, from God's perspective, on His end, He has always been fully devoted Himself to His purpose and actually to you and to me.
但是呢，从神的角度来看，事实上他是一直是对着你，为着你和我，他摆上了自己的全部。
In the Old Testament time, we probably brothers and sisters remember that when the Israelite people was put in captivity because of their unfaithfulness.
我们也记得在旧约时代，当以色列人因着不顺服而被掳之后。
And the prophet Jeremiah pleaded with the Lord, and the Lord revealed His heart to him.
耶利米先知呢，在主面前祷告，而主就把他的心意显明给他。
And also the Lord gave him the promise.
而主也给他这个应许。
The Lord said, "I will rejoice over them to do them good, and will faithfully plant them in the land with all my heart and with all my soul."
耶利米书第三十二章第四十一节。我必欢喜施恩与他们，要尽心尽意、诚诚实实将他们栽于此地。
Our Lord has been fully devoted Himself to His purpose, to you and to me.
因为主向着他的旨意，他是尽心尽意为着我们。
He is Almighty God. He is a Lord of Lords. He is a King of Kings.
他是全能的神，他是万王之王、万主之主。
And yet, when he carried out his plan, he didn't do it casually. Just put out, say, 80% of his effort.
当他要行他的旨意的时候，他不是很无心的，而是或者只做80%的工作。
And yet, he fully devoted himself.
他是尽心尽意。
He has a full heart, a pure heart toward you and toward me.
他向着我们实在有这样一个完全的心。
And he also required us to have a pure heart toward him.
他也要求我们向着他能够有一个清洁的心。
So brother and sister, it is such an important matter for us to be pure in heart.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们有这样清洁的心实在是非常重要。
If we can truly live in this condition,
如果我们能够真实的活在这个光景里面，
then we can experience at least three aspects of the blessings that has been promised by the Lord.
那我们至少可以享受到主向着我们三件宝贵的应许。
The first is we can see God.
第一件事就是我们得以见神。
That's what has been recorded in Matthew chapter 5 verse 8.
这是在马太福音第五章第六节讲的。
It says the blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
因为那里讲到说，清心的人有福了，他们必得见神。
Some Bible student told us that the blessed in the original language means happy.
有些圣经学者告诉我们说，这个有福的原文的是说欢喜。
If we are pure in heart,
如果我们的心很清洁
，and then we can be truly happy,
我们就能够真正的真实有真实的高兴。
Because we can see God, we can enter into His presence without any hindrance.
因为我们能够毫无妨碍的来到神的面前。
The veil that covers our heart will be removed.
而遮蔽我们心里的这个幔子呢，就可以被移去。
And the second,
第二点
，if we can be pure in heart, then there going to be a love produced in our life.
我们如果在神面前能够清心的话，在我们身上就会产生一种爱。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5 we just read.
我们刚刚读到了提摩太前书第一章第五节。
It says, "But the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart."And a good conscience and a sincere faith.
这爱就是从命令的总归就是爱。这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无畏的信心生出来的。
God is love.
神是爱。
If we can have a pure heart, then we will allow this love, His life, to be manifested in our daily walk.
我们如果有清洁的心呢，我们能够让这个爱在我们每天的生活里面显明出来。
And third, we can also see that if we could live in the condition of being pure in heart.
第三个祝福就是我们如果能够有一个清洁的心。
will be truly after God's own heart.
我们就能够成为合神心意的。
We can come to know what is really on His heart.
我们就可以认识神的心意究竟为何。
We can truly understand what He is after.
我们能够真实的看见神究竟要做什么。
We can come to Him. We can see His heart.
我们可以来到他面前，能够看见他的心意。
What's really most important to Him?
是他在他心里面什么事情是最重要的。
We know in the Bible, David was a man after God's own heart.
我们知道在圣经里面讲到大卫，他是合神心意的人。
In Acts, when the Holy Spirit testified for David,
在使徒行传当圣灵启示大卫的情况的时候
，and he said that when God says that about David, he said, "I have found David."
那里讲到说，讲到大卫是说，神说我找到了大卫
，the son of Jesse,
这是耶西的儿子
，the man after my heart,
他是合我心意的。
He will do all my will.
他会做行我一切的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, only we are pure in heart, then we can see what is on God's heart, and then our heart could be in agreement with Him.
弟兄姊妹们，这只在我们有清洁的心的时候，我们可以看见神的心意，而我们的心也才能够和神的心意相合。
And then we can do all His will.
之后呢，我们才能够行出他的旨意。
Allow the Lord'splan and then his purpose to be fulfilled in us.
好叫主在我们身上的计划和目的可以达成。
So, brothers and sisters, to know God's will is not a matter of knowledge.
所以弟兄姊妹们，要认识神的旨意，并不是只是在知识层面上。
It's a more important matter concerning our heart.
而是呢，跟我们心的光景有关。
Probably we all would come to a sign. It's so difficult to be pure in heart.
也许我们常常会叹息说，要清洁的心实在是很难。
I will agree to that.
至少呢，我很同意这个看法。
And my heart will be so easily distracted by so many different things other than the Lord Himself.
因为我的心呢，常常会被很多的事和主没关的事情所吸引。
But as this is a requirement of the Lord, then the Lord will actually already have a provision.
但是呢，正是这是神的要求，那神也已经有预备了。
But the question is, how do we keep our heart pure?
所以这问题就是说呢，我们如何能保守我们的心成为清洁呢？
I would like to share three points with the brothers and sisters.
我想和弟兄姊妹交通三点。
The first,
第一点，
we need to have a desire.
我们要有这样的渴慕。
In Psalm 51,
在诗篇第51篇
verse 10,
第十节
the psalmist said, "Create in me a clean heart."
这诗篇的作者说，在我里面造一个清洁的心。
O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
在我里面。使我里面重新有正直的灵。
The psalmist has a desire before the Lord.
因为这个诗篇的作者在主面前有这样的渴慕。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot do it ourselves, but we can place our desire and our longing before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己行不出，但是我们可以把我们这个渴慕摆在神的面前。
We can pray to the Lord, and the Lord please create a pure and a clean heart within us.
我们可以在主面前祷告说，主啊，求你为我造清洁的心。
We cannot just turn our back on him just like the prodigal son.
我们不可以就像那一个浪子一样离开。
We need to come before him.
我们必须要能够来到神的面前。
And the second, we need to give our heart to the Lord.
我们第二点呢，必须要把我们的心来交给神。
We know that sometimes maybe our hearts has been moved by the Lord.
我们知道有时候我们的心会受到主的感动。
And we would like to keep it, we would like to live a Christian life with our own strength.
我们好像就想说靠着我们自己的力量来过一个基督徒的生活。
And if we try that way, very often we will fail.
如果我们试着想要那样做的话，很多时候我们就会发现失败了。
Just like Peter, he, He did have a desire, loving the Lord and even to the point to die for him.
就好像彼得一样，他好像有这样的这个心愿，他愿意爱主，而且甚至说他愿意为主而死。
And yet, on the night when the Lord was betrayed,
但是当那夜主被卖的时候
，and he denied the Lord three times.
他三次否认主。
If we do it with our own strength,
如果我们是想要靠着我们自己的力量来做的话
，and then we probably would be just like Peter.
我们就很可能就像彼得一样。
We will flip flop so many times.
我们会反反复复，很多次的反反复复。
And yet we thank the Lord because not only we have he has provided a saving grace to us.
我们感谢主，不仅他为我们预备了这拯救的恩典。
And but he also given us the keeping grace.
他呢也把这个保守能够保守这个的恩典呢赐给了我们。
And what we need to do is give our heart.To our Father.
所以我们需要做的就是把我们的心呢交给我们的神。
And in Proverbs chapter 23,
在箴言书第二十三章这样讲。
Verse 26,
第二十六节。
It says, Give me your heart, my son, and let your eyes delight in my ways.
他说，我儿，要将你的心归我，你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。
What we need to do is give our heart to Him.
所以我们需要做的就是把我们的心归给神。
And He will be the keeper of our heart.
他就会成为我们的心的保守者。
He will keep it what we have entrusted to Him.
他会保守我们，好叫我们能够交托他。
Until that day.
直到那一日。
But when we give our heart to the Lord, we don't take it back the next day.
当我们把心归给神的时候，我们不要说第二天就把它拿回来了。
Even we are weak, but we are willing to give.
虽然我们是软弱的，但是我们愿意有这个心智，愿意把心归给他。
And lastly, we will allow the Holy Spirit to search our heart.
最后呢，我们要容让圣灵来鉴察我们的心。
And we will be obedient to follow His work and His leading.
我们能够来顺服他的话和他的带领。
In Psalm 139,
在诗篇第139篇
,Verse 23 and 24,
23节和24节这样说
,The psalmist says that, Search me, O God, and know my heart.
神啊,求你鉴察我,知道我的心思。
Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way.
试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
Brothers and sisters, actually we are all open and laid bare before Him.
弟兄姊妹们，事实上我们在神的面前是赤露敞开的。
We feel like we can pretend to be somebody. Actually, we are laid bare and open before our Lord.
我们也许会觉得我们可以试着。假装做另外一个人，但是我们在主面前是赤露敞开的。
Even our hearts is so deceitful, the only one can be deceived is ourselves.
虽然我们的心非常的诡诈，但是那一位能够被欺骗的，事实上是我们自己。
We don't really know our true condition.
因为我们并不认识到我们自己真实的光景。
We need to come before the Lord and lay it open, allow Him to search us.
我们必须要能够来到主面前。敞开的，让他来鉴察我们。
The psalmist said, "Lord, search my heart, search me and know my heart."
这诗篇的作者说：“神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心。”
Only when we come before the Lord, we are willing to allow Him to search inside of us.
只当我们能够来到，愿意来到主面前，容让他来鉴察我们。
Then our true condition will be exposed.
那我们真实的光景才会被显露出来。
Will be revealed and we will know how to follow Him.
我们被显露出来，我们才能够知道如何来跟随主。
So, brothers and sisters, this is why it's so important that we need to have some quiet time before the Lord every day.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这就是为什么我们每天都应该在主面前有安静的时间。
We need to spend time with Him reading His Word.
我们必须能够花时间来读，花时间来读主的话。
And allow the Holy Spirit to do His work in us.
来容让圣灵在我们身上做他当做的事。
And that is why it's so important that we need to prepare ourselves and be attentive in various churches meetings.
所以这是为什么我们在每一次聚会的我们都要有预备。
And that's why we, as we gather, the Holy Spirit will do His work, truly revealing our hearts.
所以当我们聚集的时候呢，圣灵能够做他的工作，好叫我们内心显明出来。
Once we truly, we come to understand our true condition.
当我们能够认识到我们真实的光景。
We shall, may the Lord give us grace so that we are willing to follow the leading and to allow the work of the Holy Spirit to be done with me.
好叫神的恩典能够显明出来，借着圣灵带领我们能够顺服他。
If we can follow the Lord in this way,
如果我们能这样的来跟随神，
we can experience the work of the Holy Spirit to make our heart pure.
我们就可以看见圣灵会让我们的心成为清洁。
So, brothers and sisters, we do thank the Lord for His grace and for His great salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们实在是为着神的话和神的恩典来感谢他。
We truly need to come before Him with a pure heart.
我们实在是要带着清洁的心来到他的面前。
And yet, the effort is not from us.
是的，但是这个所做的工并不在我们身上。
He has the complete provision.
因为神也预备了一切。
As long as we can have a desire.
只要我们有这样的渴慕。
As long as we are willing to give our heart to our Father.
而只要我们愿意把我们的心归给我们的父神。
And we are willing to allow the Holy Spirit to search inside of us.
我们也愿意容让圣灵来检查我们内心深处。
To be obedient to His leading.
好叫我们能够顺服他的带领。
Then we can truly enter into the blessings He has provided for us.
好，叫我们能够真实的进入他所为我们预备的福气。
We can truly enter into His presence.
我们能够真实的进到他的同在中。
To see His countenance.
能够看见他的面光。
And we can truly know what is on His heart.
我们能够真实的认识神的心意。
And our life can also change. His love can be manifested.
而我们的生命得到改变，他的生命能够在我们身上彰显。
May the Lord have a grace and a mercy on each one of us.
愿主向着我们每一位都有怜悯和恩典。
Continue to do His work in His church.
继续做他在教会里所要做的工。
That's a conclude with the word of prayer.
我们现在有一点结束的祷告。
Lord, we do want to thank you for your love for each one of us.
主啊，我们为着你向着我们每一个的爱来感谢你。
It is your love that you have given us your commandments.
主啊，是因为你的爱，所以你把诫命赐给我们。
So that we can experience your the work of protecting, perfecting, and also receiving your life.
好叫我们能够因着你的话，能够成全，能够接受你的生命。
And also, Lord, we thank you and praise you because you have given us a pure heart.
主啊，我们也感谢赞美你，因为你给我们一个清洁的心。
And the Lord, I pray that by your grace, this heart can be kept pure before you.
主啊，我们祷告，因着你的恩典，这个心能够在你面前常保清洁。
Lord, do give us a desire so that we can fully, undividedly, devote ourselves to you.
主啊，给我们这样的渴慕，好叫我们能够全心的来归向你。
And we are willing to give our heart to you, Lord.
主啊，我们也愿意把我们的心来归给你。
So that by the Holy Spirit, Lord, you can finish your work, accomplish your work in your church.
主啊，好叫借着你的圣灵，你能够在教会完成你的工作。
Lord, we thank you for the time we can gather together.
主啊，为着我们能够聚集在你面前，感谢你。
We thank you for giving us your words.
我们感谢你赐给我们你的话语。
May your Holy Spirit continue to do your work.
愿你的圣灵继续做你的工作。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.